Aries, Sun or Ascendant. This cosmic opening gives you the opportunity to be a leader. But here's the thing. I'm going to break it down for you. The biggest players in this entire scope and this entire chart of the equinox are Venus and Aries in your sign, obviously the Sun in your sign as well, Mars in Gemini, and Mars is your original ruler, and Saturn in Aquarius. Okay, those are the major players. Don't worry, I'm going to break it all down for you. So Venus next to the Sun in your sign is saying, Aries, what do you genuinely want and desire, particularly in relationships? What have you been thinking about the type of relationship that you want to have really since December or the beginning of this year? So since December of 2020 or the beginning of 2021, how has your perception of relationships changed, and what has that now led you to desire when it comes to relationships? Now, this can be romantic relationships, absolutely 100%. But keep in mind that this also represents business partnerships. This represents very one-on-one relationships, even roommate relationships, for instance. Any one-on-one relationship that is significant in your life, Venus and the Sun in your sign with this equinox opening up this cosmic energy is asking you, how are you going to relate differently? On top of that, you also have the cosmic opening that what you desire can come in terms of a different job, a different career, some sort of project. Now, this also gives you really great energetic backing to go for that. The point is that whatever you've been thinking about, whether it's a person or a thing, a project, since the beginning of the year, you now have the opportunity to forge ahead and go after it. You don't have to have all the answers. I don't worry too much about that with Aries energy, because Aries energy tends to be very much, what's the worst that can happen? It just doesn't work out. Let me give it a shot. So go into the situation with that optimistic attitude and see what comes from that. Now, Mars in Gemini is in your third house of communication, and it's creating a really beautiful trine to Saturn in Aquarius in your 11th house of community. My love, if what you want is a different type of relationship, you're going to find it in community, okay? This isn't something that you're going to approach someone else in the way that you're normally used to. This is going to be somewhat of a really beautiful connection with someone that you can potentially see across a room, for instance. It's going to be something like that. Don't get a little starry-eyed. Just hear me out. That potential relationship that you're looking for is going to come from a scenario of community. Okay. Now, if this has to do more along the lines of work or career or a project, understand that you're going to need help. You're going to need help, and you're going to find that help in community. So Aries has the tendency to want to work alone, which is fine, but understand that this new endeavor is in fact new. And that if you have Mars and Gemini in the third house, this is you spinning your wheels, trying to figure out how to do this brand new thing that has caught your attention. This is you trying to figure out, for instance, how to build a website for a new business when that's not your forte. So what do? You go and you find someone that does know how to do that and helps you. More than anything, you give them creative freedom to be themselves, to do what they need to do in order to genuinely help you out. Aries, unlike any other season, this equinox in particular is asking you to work well with others, play more with others, be a lot more social, because that's really where you're going to be able to continue displaying these attributes of being a leader. This is who you are, okay? But trust in your knowledge and in your inner wisdom to know that you are in fact able to continue leading others, but from a different space. Not so much from a space of authoritarianism, but from a space of, okay, let's work together. Because you have something, you know something that I don't, and vice versa. And as you open yourself up to that, you give yourself the opportunity to grow and expand. Look, Saturn, the planet of commitment, the planet of discipline, connecting with your ruler, Mars, but it's in the sign of Gemini. This gives all of us, but especially you, the energetic backing to really accomplish what you've set your mind towards for the long run. This will fully unfold by the end of this year. But keep in mind that from now, this spring equinox in March is giving you a 3-month period till the summer solstice in June of 2021 to really get an idea as to whatever it is that you've been thinking about, for it to feel more real, for it to have produced something that feels tangible. And then at that point, come June and July of 2021, you can decide how to proceed. Don't try to have it all figured out from the beginning, because you're not. We're going to enter a period of reconsideration and reviewing come May, June, and July, which is totally fine, which will then set the tone for the rest of the year. But right now, it's about working on something new, working with community, or finding that which you desire in community and being open to it. Also, keep in mind that this equinox is so, so great because the cosmos are finally cutting emotional and karmic ties to a past relationship, to an old relationship that may have been difficult to part from, especially if something happened in that relationship between September and October of 2020. And right now, this is a brand new beginning. This is like, there's something within you that's saying, okay, that's really done now, and I'm ready to move ahead. So this is exciting for you, Aries. This is in your sign. We're beginning a brand new season in your sign. You're giving us all of this fire to work with. Run with it, lean into it, and remain optimistic. And my love, see what happens. I'll talk to you soon.